You are tuned to KZ95, which is KZJH Jackson, Wyoming. And today, Ed Kowalczyk with us from live. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Thanks a lot for giving us a few minutes this morning. You guys, of course, everybody knows, blasted onto the scene with Throwing Copper, 1994. Had a bunch of stuff after that. Dolphins Cry, we played that a little bit. We also played a lot. I noticed this didn't do, it just didn't seem that a lot of stations played this, but Mystery and the River, we seem to put in kind of high rotation here. Did that get a lot of play across the country?
You know, it did in certain places. It was, like, incredibly well-received. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, it failed to kind of catch hold at a national level, but in different places, like you just mentioned, your own market, it was really well received. So we were thrilled that it landed where it did, because, you know, like, I think a lot of people, a lot of new fans, we picked up a lot of new people with that approach, to making that record that, was a little less. It was a different modality for us. It wasn't as sort of in-your-face guitars. It was sort of laid back, but still with the lyrical intensity and the musical intensity was there. It had its places where people really resonated with it, for sure.
And those two songs, of course, on your last album, Songs from Black Mountain. You guys have sold totally of about 15 million, is that right?
I think it's actually, the people that count those types of things tell me it's more like 20 worldwide. I always try to think about what 20 million records look like, and can you put that, like, in my truck? I don't know. It always trips me out to think about what that must look like sitting in a parking lot.
Well, is this your first time out this way? Do you guys do any other Rocky Mountain type venues?
We are doing, I guess Sun Valley, Idaho would qualify as that.
Sure.
We're doing, Spokane is kind of like a three piece kind of little tour of beautiful places.
People who've lived out here probably haven't seen you play here before. Can you tell us a little bit about what one of your shows might be like? Do you guys change around the arrangements? Do you play a lot of your early stuff? What can we expect to see from you guys?
Well, now that you've hit me to what's going on in the market, I will definitely do River and Mystery now. So,
well, I don't want to speak.
The thing is, what's beautiful about this point in our career is that we have a list right now of about 50 songs that we can play, and depending on the night, you know, we'll be throwing sets together from who knows where in terms of inspiration. So if the Mystery and River are coming your way, that's for sure.
No, they were good songs, and it'd be great to hear a good mix of all this type of stuff. Are you guys on tour with Collective Soul a lot here?
Well, we're starting to. We've done just a few dates here and there. We haven't actually hit a touring stride yet, but we're planning to this summer, and then also we're jumping up on the on a Counting Crows tour that's going into minor league ballparks over the country. So we're doing that. Collective Soul's on that as well, so we'll be seeing a lot of each other.
Well, we'll let you go. I know you're probably pretty busy. Do you have a favorite venue you've played so far? A lot of people like coming here and playing outside because you're at the base of the mountain and you've got a big crowd up on the mountain, and it makes for a great place to play. Up till this point, we don't know how you're going to like this, but do you have a place that you've liked to play the most in the past?
You know, I would say as far as physical, you know, geographic beauty and venue, there's a couple. There's the Gorge outside of Seattle. There's also Red Rocks and outside of Denver, so I'm looking forward to getting there and seeing what you guys do and what you guys got there, because I love playing outside and I love nature. So
Ed Kowalczyk, of course, lead singer from Live. Concert is on Wednesday coming up next week. We'll have a bunch of tickets to give away in our fourth annual karaoke contest. Thanks for giving us a few minutes, Ed.
You bet. Thank you. Anytime.